I'm Philip. Today is Saturday, and this is not your regular Halloween news briefing. Today, we want you to get out there and enjoy Halloween. So the witch is back to tell you some scary stories. Here's today's episode of Whispers of a Witch.
You're listening to Whispers of a Witch. Following is a collection of poetry written by H.P. Lovecraft. Despair. O'er the midnight moorlands crying, through the cypressed forest sighing, in the night wind madly flying, hellish forms with streaming hair, in the barren branches creaking, by the stagnant swamp pools speaking, past the shore cliffs ever shrieking, damned demons of despair. Once I think I half remember, ere the gray skies of November quenched my youth's aspiring ember, lived there such a thing as bliss. Skies that now are dark were beaming, bold and azure, splendid seeming, till I learned it all was dreaming, deadly drowsiness of dis. But the stream of time, swift flowing, brings the torment of half-knowing, dimly rushing, blindly going past the never-trodden lea. And the voyager, repining, sees the wicked death fire shining, hears the wicked petrels whining as he helpless drifts to sea. Evil wings in ether beating, vultures at the spirit eating, things unseen forever fleeting black against the leering sky, ghastly shades of bygone gladness, clawing fiends of future sadness, mingle in a cloud of madness ever on the soul to lie. Thus the living, lone and sobbing, in the throes of anguish throbbing with the loathsome furies robbing night and noon of peace and rest. But beyond the groans and grating of abhorrent life is waiting sweet oblivion, culminating all the years of fruitless quest.
Whispers of a Witch.
The Bride of the Sea. Black loom the crags of the uplands behind me. Dark are the sands of the far stretching shore. Dim are the pathways and rocks that remind me sadly of years in the lost nevermore. Soft laps the ocean on wave-polished boulder. Sweet is the sound, and familiar to me, here with her head gently bent to my shoulder, walked I with Unda, the Bride of the Sea. Bright was the morn of my youth when I met her, sweet as the breeze that blew in o'er the brine. Swift was I captured in love's strongest fetter, glad to be hers, and she glad to be mine. Never a question asked I where she wandered. Never a question asked she of my birth. Happy as children, we thought not nor pondered. Glad with the bounty of ocean and earth. Once, when the moonlight played soft mid the billows, high on the cliff o'er the waters we stood, bound was her hair with a garland of willows, plucked by the fount in the bird-haunted wood. Strangely she gazed on the surges beneath her, charmed by the sound or entranced by the light. Then did the waves a wild aspect bequeath her, stern as the ocean and weird as the night. Coldly she left me, astonished and weeping, standing alone mid the regions she blessed, down, ever downward, half gliding, half creeping, stole the sweet Unda in oceanward quest. Long did I pace by the banks where she vanished. High climbed the moon and descended again. Gray broke the dawn till the sad night was banished. Still ached my soul with its infinite pain. All the wide world have I searched for my darling, scoured the far deserts and sailed distant seas. Once, on the wave, while the tempest was starling, flushed a fair face that brought quiet and ease. Ever and relentless onward I stumble, seeking and pining, scarce heeding my way. Now have I strayed where the wide waters rumble, back to the scene of the lost yesterday. Lo, the red moon from the ocean's low hazes rises in ominous grandeur to view. Strange is its face as my tortured eye gazes o'er the vast reaches of sparkle and blue. Straight from the moon to the shore where I'm sighing grows a bright bridge made of wavelets and beams. Frail may it be, yet how simple the trying, wandering from earth to the orb of sweet dreams. What is yon face in the moonlight appearing? Have I at last found the maiden that fled? Out on the beam bridge my footsteps are nearing, her whose sweet beckoning hastens my tread. Currents surround me, and drowsily swaying, far on the moon path I seek the sweet face. Eagerly hasting, half panting, half praying, forward I reach for the vision of grace. Murmuring waters about me are closing. Soft the sweet vision advances to me. Done are my trials. My heart is reposing safe with my Unda, the bride of the sea. Whispers of a Witch.
Nemesis. Through the ghoul-guarded gateways of slumber, past the wan moon abysses of night, I have lived all my lives without number. I have sounded all things with my sight, and I struggle and shriek ere the daybreak, being driven to madness with fright. I have whirled with the earth at the dawning, when the sky was a vaporous flame. I have seen the dark universe yawning, where the black planets roll without aim, where they roll in their horror unheeded, without knowledge or luster or name. I had drifted over seas without ending, under sinister gray-clouded skies that the many-forked lightning is rending, that resound with hysterical cries, with the moans of invisible demons that out of the green waters rise. I have plunged like a deer through the arches of the hoary primordial grove, where the oaks feel the presence that marches and stalks on where no spirit dares rove. And I flee from a thing that surrounds me and leers through dead branches above. I have stumbled by cave-ridden mountains that rise barren and bleak from the plain. I have drunk of the fog-fetid fountains that ooze down to the marsh and the main. And in hot, cursed tarns I have seen things I care not to gaze on again. I have scanned the vast ivy-clad palace. I have trod its untenanted hall, where the moon rising up from the valley shows the tapestried things on the wall. strange figures discordantly woven that I cannot endure to recall. I have peered from the casement in wonder at the moldering meadows around, at the many-roofed village laid under the curse of a grave-girdled ground. And from rows of white urn-carven marble, I listen intently for sound. I have haunted the tombs of the ages. I have flown on the pinions of fear, where the smoke-belching Erebus rages, where the jackal's moon snow-clad and drear. And in realms where the sun of the desert consumes what it never can cheer. I was old when the pharaohs first mounted the jewel-decked throne by the Nile. I was old in those epochs uncounted when I, and I only, was mine. And men yet untinted and happy dwelt in bliss on the far Arctic Isle. Oh, great was the sin of my spirit, and great is the reach of its doom. Not the pity of heaven can cheer it, nor can respite be found in the tomb. Down the infinite eons come beating the wings of unmerciful gloom. Through the ghoul-guarded gateways of slumber, past the wan mooned abysses of night, I have lived all my lives without number. I have sounded all things with my sight, and I struggle and shriek ere the day break, being driven to madness with fright.
Whispers of a Witch.
The cats, babbles of blocks to the high heavens towering, flames of futility swirling below, poisonous fungi and brick and stone flowering, lanterns that shudder and death lights that glow, black monstrous bridges across oily rivers, cobwebs of cable to nameless things spun, catacomb deeps whose dank chaos delivers streams of live fetor that rots in the sun. Color and splendor, disease and decaying, shrieking and ringing and crawling insane, rabbles exotic to stranger gods praying, jumbles of odor that stifle the brain. Legions of cats from the alleys nocturnal, howling and lean in the glare of the moon, screaming the future with mouthings infernal, yelling the garden of Pluto's red room. Tall towers and pyramids ivied and crumbling, bats that swoop low in the weed-cumbered streets, bleak Arkham bridges or rivers whose rumbling joins with no voice as the thick horde retreats. Belfries that buckle against the moon totter, caverns whose mouths are by mosses effaced, and living to answer the wind and the water. Only the lean cats that howl on the wastes.
Whispers of a Witch.
The Nightmare Lake. There is a lake in distant Zan. Beyond the wonted haunts of man, where broods alone in a hideous state of spirit dead and desolate. A spirit ancient and unholy, heavy with fearsome melancholy, which from the waters dull and dense draws vapors cursed with pestilence. Around the banks, a mire of clay, sprawl things offensive in decay. and curious birds that reach that shore are seen by mortals. Nevermore. Here shines by day the searing sun on glassy wastes beheld by none. And here by night pale moonbeams flow into the deeps that yawn below. In nightmares only is it told what scenes beneath those beams unfold. What scenes too old for human sight lie sunken there in endless night. For in those depths there only pace the shadows of a voiceless race. One midnight, redolent of ill, I saw that lake, asleep and still, while in the lurid sky there rode a gibbous moon that glowed and glowed. I saw the stretching marshy shore, and the foul fiends those marshes bore. Lizards and snakes convulsed and dying, ravens and vampires putrefying. All these in hovering o'er the dead sarcophagi that on them fed. And as the dreadful moon climbed high, frightening the stars from out the sky, I saw the lake's dull water glow till sunken things appeared below. There shone unnumbered fathoms down the towers of a forgotten town. The tarnished domes and mossy walls, weed-tangled spires and empty halls, deserted fanes and vaults of dread, and streets of gold uncoveted. These I beheld and saw beside a horde of shapeless shadows glide, a noxious horde which to my glance seemed moving in a hideous dance round slimy sepulchres that lay beside a never-traveled way. Straight from those tombs a heaving rose that vexed the water's dull repose, while lethal shades of upper space howled at the moon's sardonic face. Then sank the lake within its bed, sucked down to caverns of the dead, till from the reeking new-stripped earth curled fetid fumes of noisome birth. About the city night uncovered, the monstrous dancing shadows hovered, when lo, there oped with sudden stir the portal of each sepulchre. No ear may learn, no tongue may tell what nameless horror then befell. I see that lake, that moon agrin, that city and the things within. Waking, I pray that on that shore the nightmare lake may sink no more.
These poems and stories were narrated by Jennifer Ann Scott. Please visit witchvoice.com, and if you'd like to support this podcast and gain access to additional recordings, including a patron-only podcast, please visit patreon.com/whispers of a witch. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at The Witch Voice. Until next time, stay wicked.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Whispers of a Witch, and that it helped get you into the Halloween spirit. Tomorrow we have another episode of Green Tagged, and then we'll be back on Monday with more Halloween news. Don't forget, please leave us a review and share this with a friend, won't you? Stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.